Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the WEEI Sports Radio Network. WEEI 93.7 FM.
All right, so welcome in. My name is Alex Reamer, taking you up until Red Sox pregame at 5:25 today. 617-779-7937. Following the Mark James, Greg Dickerson program, in for Trenny and Tomasi, they got the prime Saturday hours and a seal of somewhat approval from Kirk Minahan. I heard Mark James reference it. Kirky says they're not terrible together. That is high praise. Congratulations, boys. What a program. He's always watching. He's everywhere. Lots to get into today. As I said in trending, I am dubbing this the Reamer Power Hour. Lots of places we can go. Probably the biggest story in sports today is Tiger Woods and his incredible round at the British Open. And it just shows you how important to golf Tiger still is. I mean, this guy hasn't won a major since 2008. We know about all of his past transgressions, too. The DUI arrest last year, all the affairs, all the women, all the salacious sexual scandals. And yet here he is. There's still so much fervor around Tiger whenever he makes anything resembling a run in a big tournament, a major. And he shot great today, his best round on a weekend at a major since 2010. He is four shots out of the lead. So that's the biggest story going on nationally today. I do want to get into that a little bit later on, but I want to start off with something that's been bothering me quite a bit over the last couple days. And with each passing hour, if not each passing minute, I just get more and more agitated. And I am talking about Jimmy Garoppolo's scandalous date with adult film star, or if you want to be a little more crass, porn star, Kiara Mia. TMZ recorded them clanking glasses in a luxurious Beverly Hills restaurant, videotaped walking to a car, arm in arm, look like a nice couple. But here we are, 2018, and there are many people, including two prominent voices on this very radio station, that have some sort of issue with Jimmy Garoppolo going on a dinner date. A dinner date. The least wild thing you can do with a woman, or one of them, a dinner date, the most basic form of courtmanship, going on a date. Well, Glenn Ordway, Jerry Callahan had a big, big problem with this. They expressed their issues over the last couple days, and it is just so, so incredible to me that, again, Jimmy Garoppolo going on a dinner date with Kiara Mia is any sort of controversy, is any sort of controversial story whatsoever. As I mentioned, both Glenn and the Big O waited on it, Glenn and Jerry rather, waited on it this week. Jerry started off the show Friday morning with, I think, just a bizarre rambling commentary, even by his standards. Kyle will play that sound. I'm going to stop this multiple times, so be ready. Here's Jerry telling us why Jimmy Garoppolo, again, eating dinner with a woman in a restaurant is such a terrible thing to do.
You know, you're going to rip Ordway for his hot take.
Yep, I will.
He's right. This is a terrible look. I'm loose.
Oh, who cares?
I have lost respect for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Why? Because he went to dinner with a porn star?
Yes. The
President of the United States had an affair with a porn star.
Right. But
who you
first
voted
of all,
for?
I mean, first of all, Trump's...
Stop right there. Absolutely right. Good point, Kirky. Good point. I'm fishing for a tweet of approval. Come on. Yes, if you have no problem whatsoever with the President of the United States having affairs with porn stars, right? I mean, he didn't take Stormy Daniels out to dinner. He called her up to his hotel room for room service in Shark Week. So if you have no problem with Donald Trump again, courting porn stars, bring them to his hotel room while he's married as well. And we just found out yesterday there are tapes of Trump talking about payments to hushed Playboy playmate Karen McDougal, who he was dating, who he was having an affair with right after Melania gave birth to Barron. Jerry, if you have no problem about that, you can't say anything about Jimmy G, single guy, 25 years old, going on again a dinner date with a porn star. Kyle, let's hear it.
First of all, Trump's porn star was much better looking. Secondly, when you're an NFL quarterback, a starting quarterback, a franchise quarterback who's making $100 million, perception matters.
Okay, stop again. Perception, the perception of what? This is what I don't understand. What does Jerry, and we'll get to the big O in a moment, but what does Jerry think is going to happen to Jimmy Garoppolo? Like what? Do you first go on a dinner date with Kiara Mia, and then you star in Bra Busters 4? You star in Naughty Nurses? I mean, what? What does Jerry think this is going to happen? This is going to lead to a pornographic career for Jimmy Garoppolo? Because again, he went to dinner with Kiara Mia. I just don't understand the leap of faith at all.
Oh, God.
Looks matter.
It doesn't.
Tom Brady wouldn't do this.
He did Tara Reid.
Right. Tara Reid is not a 300-pound porn star.
Well, I don't think she weighs 300 pounds.
Okay, 250.
I don't think she weighs 250 either. Your issue is, if she was a hot porn star in your mind, you wouldn't have as big a deal.
It might be a little
it.
Different. Right. But I think she's a sweat hog, let's be honest.
Again, so stop what? Here. Stop here. Don't want to reiterate exactly what Kirk said, but what the looks have to do with this at all? So if Kiara Mia was BB Jones, Gronk's porn star from a few years back, Jerry would have no problem with this. So now it's not that Jimmy G is going to dinner with a porn star, it's that Jimmy G is going to dinner with a porn star whom Jerry does not think is attractive. Okay, so now we get the real crux of this.
A sweat hog, let's be honest.
So what?
She's hideous.
No, she's not.
She is hideous.
She's not.
She's 41 years old.
So what?
Can you imagine the STDs she's
okay again stop there, Jerry. What are you talking about? STDs? Talk about just a gross, vile thing to say. Really STDs? I bet you that Kiara Mia or any mainstream porn star who works at major studios like she does takes more precautions than 90 to 95% of the average people out there. I mean, this is their business. Kiara Mia, her body is her business, to say the very least, right? I mean, you're not going to star in Bra Busters 4 or Big Boobs at Work if you're crawling with STDs. I mean, come on. This is professional work. This is a real business. I mean, Kiara Mia, 2.7 million followers on Instagram. She is not some underground phenomenon. She works for major, major studios. STs, come on, man. What are we doing?
She's sporting right about now.
But again, you think Jimmy Garoppolo is having unprotected sex with this woman?
Maybe. He's having dinner with her. It's about judgment. This is terrible. This is terrible judgment.
Terrible judgment. Again, terrible judgment for what? Going to dinner? I mean, what? As I said, what? First comes dinner, then co-starring in Big Wet Butts? I mean, really, where? I would like to ask Jerry, and maybe I'll get the chance this week, I would like to ask Jerry what exactly he thinks is going to happen with Garoppolo going to dinner with Kiara Mia. I mean, really, what is the big deal? It is the most basic form of romantic courtship out there, taking a woman who you like to dinner. I don't see the big deal at all. So that was just an asinine take from Jerry. But ho, the big O outdid him. Oh, the big O, Glenn Ordway. Getting jiggy, moving to afternoons, and he's starting early. He is starting early. Glenn says that this is going to affect Garoppolo's win-loss record. What? Yes, we have that, Kyle.
This is really disturbing.
Let's go.
So here's the problem with Jimmy Garoppolo. So apparently, Jimmy Garoppolo takes huge porn star Kiara Mia on a Beverly Hills date. This is very similar to Tom Brady in the Tara Reid era, which was not pretty. But if you're going to be a great quarterback, you know what it's like. You know what the work and the work ethic and the time and the effort. You've got to, you know, everything has got to be football. Right, exactly. Everywhere he goes right now, the paparazzi are going to follow him looking for the 41-year-old porn star. Trust me, this is not good for Jimmy Garoppolo. And if we continue to see this, you're going to see it in the win-loss record of the 49ers this year.
What?
The beginning of the end for Jimmy Garoppolo.
The beginning of the end? Now, I have said some ridiculous things on these airwaves. We all know that. But that is... What? what this is going to affect the win-loss record. This is the beginning of the end for Jimmy Garoppolo because he went to dinner with a porn star. I mean,
the beginning
really?
Of the end for really? Jimmy Garoppolo.
Glenn, yes. What are you talking about? That is, talk about a way to sound like you're 85 years old. I mean, really? There is no way that Glenn would say this if Garoppolo were having dinner with anybody else. No way whatsoever. So then my question to the Big O would be, how does he think having dinner with Kiara Mia is any different than having dinner with any other woman? I mean, honestly, like if Glenn says the paparazzi is going to follow Jimmy Garoppolo around, the paparazzi won't be able to go anywhere with this woman, and that's going to bring him down and bring down the 49ers and be the beginning of the end of his NFL career.
You're going to see it in the win-loss record of the...
Again, he's undefeated as a starting quarterback, but this is going to be the beginning of the end of Garoppolo's NFL career. Really? I mean, again, if Jimmy G went to dinner with any other woman, Glenn would not say this. And the paparazzi thing, like, what if Garoppolo was seen having dinner with an actress or another famous woman? He would still be followed by paparazzi. That would still be a big deal in the tabloids and TMZ. I don't think, though, Glenn would have gone on this rant. I don't think Glenn would have said it's terrible judgment in the beginning of the end for Jimmy Garoppolo if he was seen going to dinner with a famous actress, a famous movie star. So, again, it's because Kiara Mia is a porn star, and there's this stigma out there. It's ridiculous. I don't know what they think is going to happen. How does one dinner, a couple hours together, or hell, let's go crazy and say they spent the night together. How does one night with Kiara Mia in the NFL offseason, before training camps even open, have any effect whatsoever on Garoppolo's play this season? And you know what? Let's even go a step further. Let's go a step further here. And let's say that Jimmy G starts dating Kiara Mia. Let's say that Jimmy Garoppolo starts canoodling with Kiara Mia regularly. Let's say they go all the way. Let's say they're a couple. What difference would that make if Jimmy G dating Kiara Mia versus anybody else? Honest to God, I cannot for the life of me. And generally, I have a decent idea of trying to figure out where these takes come from, what's the genesis. I can't think of anything besides just this stigma and the shaming of porn stars. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to stick up, shockingly, I know, for the porn stars across this nation, because I just don't understand the stigma here with Kiara Mia. In 2018, she stars in pornographic videos. Yep. It's a little it's tawdry. Yep. But how is it any different than going to dinner with any other woman? How is it different than going on a date with any other woman? And again, let's go crazy and say Garoppolo starts forming a relationship with Kiara Mia, starts dating Kiara Mia. How is it any different than Garoppolo dating another woman? I just don't understand. Like, what do they think is going to happen? What in the world do they think is going to happen to Jimmy Garoppolo? What? He's going to start, you know, again, starring in porns, going crazy, becoming this party boy. Why? Maybe Kiara Mia just likes quiet evenings in when she's not on set. I mean, we have no idea what she's really like. And if he was on a date with any other woman, none of this would have happened. There would be no controversy whatsoever. I just can't for the life of me wrap my head around it. Maybe you can. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. That, again, is 617-779-7937. Let's start off with Sean in a car. Sean, what's going on?
How's it going?
What's up?
All right, I had to call in because I think this is the first time I've ever actually agreed with something that you said.
Wow.
And it's ridiculous.
Pull over, Sean. I don't know if that's a good sign for the rest of your car ride. I don't know.
but anyways, I think possibly maybe in the back of people's heads is like, let's make this a bad thing because we got rid of it justifies the trade. But what's even more is the way that, you know, Jerry reacted to this. Who cares who he's dating? It's nobody's business.
Well, Sean, I mean, Jerry's take was ridiculous, but I mean, Glenn's, I think, was even worse. This is going to affect the win-loss record. What? A dinner?
They're all hard. Not one of them made sense. Not one of them was valid. It was ridiculous.
It's crazy. It's totally crazy.
You're going to see it in the win-loss record of the...
How, Glenn? How are you going to see it in the win-loss record? What?
The beginning of the end for Jimmy Garoppolo. Yes.
Because he went to dinner with a woman who stars in pornographic films. Like, Glenn, come on. I know you were a big fan of Brawbusters 4, Big O. Come on. I think Glenn's angling for a starring role in Brawbusters 5. So I think this is about Kyle. I mean, he certainly... certainly has it. He has the body for it.
He's got all this fame going on right now, too, moving back to his old spot.
It's gone to his head. This is an asinine take, Glenn. Asinine. Rob is in Charlestown. Rob, what's up?
Hey, I'm glad you're back. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Don't always agree with you, but, you know, I'll respect the right to say whatever you like.
Hear, hear.
You know, I think you are misinterpreting what Glenn is saying.
Oh, please, please. Let me know.
I think he's talking about any high-profile, high-pictured woman, whomever it may be. I don't think it's specifically a porn star. I think it's, you know, obviously Tara Reid was not a porn star. I mean, some terrible movies, we know that, right. But not a porn star.
But that didn't really drag down Tom Brady, though. He was pretty damn good when Tara Reid was by his side. I mean...
Well, I don't know if I agree with that. I think the teams around Tom Brady were better than... made him what he was at the time. He obviously went on to become arguably the greatest of all time, but he wasn't that guy.
Do you think dating Tara Reid had any effect on his play, Rob? Come on.
I do. Hold on. Let me explain.
Yes.
It can take away your focus from what you need to do at hand, and I think that's what Glenn is trying to say. And I think an organization like the Patriots kind of put the kibosh on it right away and said, hey, you need to slow down. Of course, right away with a porn star, they're looking at the partying or whatever the case may be.
But maybe she doesn't party, Rob. I mean, just because she's a porn star, I mean, maybe she doesn't party. How do you know she parties?
Listen, I'm a little older than 41, but, you know, I think it's pretty fortunate to find someone that looks like that still at 41, so good luck to them. But, you know, to each their own, you know. I'm just trying to interpret to you what Glenn may have been thinking.
Yeah.
You know, it's a situation where they had to make something out of nothing, and that's what they're doing, you know?
Well, certainly, I think you hit it there. Something out of nothing. I mean, maybe, but I don't know. I feel like if Garoppolo was seen going on a date with any actress or any other famous woman, I don't think Glenn would have said this is the beginning of the end, this is terrible, this is going to affect the win-loss record. You're right, Rob. Maybe it would have been the same reaction if Garoppolo went on a date with any other woman of note, but I don't think so. Something tells me this is because Cara Mia is an adult film star, and there's this belief that she's wild and decadent, and she's going to bring Garoppolo down in this black ball of sin, and it's like, what? What? I mean, again, how do we even know what she's like off camera? I mean, people are different. You know, people are different on camera than they are off camera. I mean, maybe she likes quiet evenings in. I don't know. Again, they had dinner at a restaurant.
STDs?
She's no.
Sporting right about now?
Nope. I bet you she is totally clean. I bet you, again, most, if not all porn stars, enough with the qualifier. All porn stars who work for major studios like Cara Mia, I bet you they're totally clean. They have to take those precautions. They have to. It's like, you know, it's like eating at Chipotle after they had the norovirus scare. Like, you know, those Chipotles were never going to be cleaner. You know, they were never going to be cleaner. Porn stars, there's so much risk out there. Yes, you know they're taking the precautions. You know that. There is no evidence. It's crawling with STDs. No way.
Hideous.
Oh, hideous. Hideous. Big hip woman, Jerry. You don't like that? So, if she looked like B.B. Jones, this would have been better. I think that's the real crux of Jerry's problem. Joe is in the car. Joe, what's going on?
Rima, big fan, buddy. Listen, I got a little problem, buddy. I'm a UPS driver.
Okay.
I had dinner with a porn star last night. I don't think I'm going to be able to deliver packages on Monday. Are you freaking kidding me, Glenn Ordway, Jerry? Rima, you are right. Just because she's a porn star, that's all they're basing it on. I mean, if he went out to dinner with some beautiful model or something like that, these guys wouldn't say a word about that. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, what if she, like Giselle? Like, Giselle's a beautiful model. What if Garoppolo went on a date with a model? You're right, Joe. They wouldn't have been saying this. Absolutely.
Of course. And that low Glenn, I can't stand that guy. That guy's time has come and gone.
No, Joe. He's going to do a great job in Afternoon Drive with these takes that are going to get me so enraged.
Rima, you should be in there with Faria Maloney. And Glenn can go back to, I don't know what planet he lives on. Because that guy is off base.
You know what, Joe?
Hey, Rima, I've been listening. I love you. I'm glad you're back, brother.
Thanks, brother. I love you, too. You know what we're going to do with Glenn? We're going to send him back to the attic. That's right, Glenn. More takes like Jimmy G, back to the attic you go. Back to the attic with Meter and me when I was really boring and talking about Yoenis Cespedes.
Wow.
That's your punishment for this awful, awful Jimmy G take.
That scares the hell out of me.
Oh, scary, scary, scary. Scares the hell out of me. She's a porn star. Who knows what's going to happen to Jimmy G? He's going out with a porn star. What's next? What's next? Another dinner date. That's probably what's next. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. That again, 617-779-7937. I got that off my chest. I feel a little bit better. We'll still take your calls on it, and we'll be right back.
The WEEI Sports Radio Network. WEEI 93.7 FM.
All right. I should know what the song is, but I have no idea.
That would be Good Times by Led Zeppelin.
My dad would be so ashamed. Now, Deleuze, I saw you tweet out the other day during Battle of the Brainless that age doesn't matter. You say you know all the songs that they played for Mutton Curtis.
I knew probably about 75% of them, but that's also because when I would go places with my dad and stuff, he would play all oldies songs.
Okay, so my dad did the same. I didn't retain any of it, evidently. I do agree with you, though, that age should not matter with that. Like, if I was a well-functioning, fully adjusted human, I would know, like you, 70 to 75% of those songs. I mean, those are iconic songs. You know, they're played all the time, even today.
Like, the fact that there were so many obvious songs, I was like, there's nobody in the car that knows what this song is right now. There's no
everybody
way,
in the car.
Come on.
And age, and you hit the nail on the head, age doesn't matter. I didn't have much of a childhood. I was, like, doing Red Sox podcasts in my basement, like, you know, not listening to the classics like everyone else. So I agree. Age doesn't matter. I said it the other night. I actually said on KNC Thursday. I would have gotten maybe one of the songs they played. The only song I knew instantaneously was Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Knew that right away. But other than that, I struggled mightily. Would have looked way worse than Curtis and even worse than Mutt, as hard as that is to believe. Your phone number is 617-779-7937. It is the Reamer Power Hour, taking you up until Red Sox pregame a little past 5 o'clock, 525. I am here doing God's work, folks. I am sticking up for porn stars, sticking up for Jimmy G and his right to date porn stars. Jimmy G, who went on a dinner date with Kiara Mia, and according to Jerry Callahan and the Big O, this is terrible, this is the beginning of the end, this is going to affect Garoppolo's endorsements. Because he ate dinner in a restaurant with a woman. I mean, really, yeah, the woman happened to star in Bra Busters 4, but so what? Like, what's the next step? Garoppolo isn't going to undertake a porn career because he had one dinner with Kiara Mia. Ridiculous. We'll sprinkle those calls in throughout the hour. But I do want to briefly touch on Tiger Woods' performance today at the British Open. I am not a big golf guy. Shocker, I know. I'm absolutely terrible at golf. I can't even hit the ball. Like, I swing and miss. It is so bad. It is one of the scariest moments in my life was when I was told, like, last fall that I was going to participate in a WEI golf tournament and, like, actual clients were going to play with me. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's the scariest thing I've ever heard. I swing and miss. I can't hit any balls. It's pathetic. So I am a layman when it comes to golf. But even I am getting into the British Open because of Tiger Woods. Shot a 66 today, good for 5 under par. His best weekend round at a major since 2010. He, of course, is looking for his first major win since 2008. He was briefly at the top of the leaderboard. Now Jordan Spieth is in a three-way tie at 9 under par. But Tiger Woods, 5 under, 4 back, entering the final day of the British Open. He's here. It's a run. And if you just search Tiger Woods' name on Twitter, even though his round has been over for hours, you still see the tweets coming in several per minute. And that is not an exaggeration, and it just shows you how much Tiger Woods matters to his sport. No professional athlete matters more to his sport than Tiger does for golf. He matters more to golf than LeBron to the NBA, than Tom Brady to the NFL, Aaron Rodgers to the NFL. I mean, at this point, Tiger Woods, still 10 years removed from a major, 8 years removed from a round like this on a weekend at a major. It's been so long since Tiger Woods was a force. And he still has this kind of power, this kind of following. It's unbelievable. And it even is unbelievable given, as we know, all of his transgressions. And he's shown us he has a lot of demons. The multiple affairs, the women in the parking lot at Perkins, all of that stuff with Ewan Nordgren. Then, of course, last spring, I think the far more serious offense, the DUI arrest. asleep in his car, stopped in a traffic lane with his engine running at 3 in the morning. Tiger later said he was taking prescription drugs, pleaded guilty to reckless driving, 1 year probation. Obviously, Tiger Woods is very lucky that he didn't injure himself or injure anybody else. If he did, the conversation around him, I'm sure, would be very different than it is today. But it is amazing when you look at Tiger, just you go back 10 years, you go back 10 years ago, 11 years ago, he was the face of golf, the cleanest athlete around. Like, yeah, he would have fits on the green. He would swear, he would cuss, he would act demonstrably, but that was it. I mean, off the green, off the course, he was just golf, 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 or so we thought. And it turns out he has all of these personal demons. And, you know, it shows a couple things about this country that, again, Tiger Woods, I think, now is just as beloved as he's ever been. It just, again, judge the reaction from his run today. It shows us the power of star power and how we're so thirsty for a superstar to factor in here and for Tiger to get back. And we love compelling storylines and we love compelling people. And it also, and this ties into Jimmy G a little bit, and hell, even ties into Trump, right? I mean, all these evangelical Christians have no problem with Trump's affair with the Playboy playmate Karen McDougal or his affair with Stormy Daniels. I think as a country, we are getting over the stigma of sex, for lack of a better term. And that's a good thing. Obviously, I'm not endorsing infidelity. That's a terrible thing to do to anybody. But ultimately, that's Tiger Woods' business. And he didn't do anything illegal, you know, to our knowledge. There was no harassment. There was no assault. I mean, to our knowledge, these were all consensual relationships. Yes, dirty. Yes, raunchy. Yes, you know, again, if, you know, infidelity, you could go amoral. I don't know. I wouldn't. I have no legs to stand on. But, you know, it's pretty dirty stuff. And if this was 30 years ago, hell, I would even say 20 years ago, I don't think Tiger Woods would have been forgiven for that. But he has been. And that speaks to the change in culture in this country. And overall, I think a good thing. Again, your phone number is 617-779-7937. So happy to mix in the Tiger calls as well as we continue on here. But first, let's grab Stephen Dorchester. Steve, what's going on today?
How are you?
What's up?
Well, I just can't believe that you're trying to elevate the character of pornography or a porn star. Does it do damage? Is he going to lose more because of this? Garoppolo, meaning? Probably not. But it surely doesn't look good.
Why does it not look good?
Because of her line of work, and I would say that's obvious. And maybe that's generational. I don't know. But it doesn't look good.
But, Steve, and I think it very well might be. I mean, this is consensual work. It's professional work. I mean, she has 2.7 million followers on Instagram. I mean, this is pretty mainstream.
What does that mean? 2.7 million followers.
It means 2.7 million people are following her pics. That's what that means.
I know what it means. They're following her pictures.
Yes. Okay. Steve, what if Karamia was a model? Would you? So you think because she's a porn star, it's just sleazy and slimy, and Jimmy G can't get involved with that?
I think he should think twice.
Why though? What's the harm?
Well, one thing you might want to think about. I think he was voted the best looking quarterback in football.
Oh, he was.
If I'm not mistaken,
he was. He's very handsome.
Okay. That no bearing, but I think there's a lot better to choose from than a porn star. And it doesn't look good for him. It doesn't help him. I think it does more hurt than good.
Why do you think less of Garoppolo now?
I don't think any less of him. I mean, I love football, so, you know, I hope he succeeds. Not over Brady, of course, but I hope he does very well. It doesn't look good. And it's definitely going to be generational for you to tell me that it's okay to date very openly who he's dating or who he went out to eat with or who he might have went to bed with. I don't know.
Do you feel similarly about strippers, Steve?
Well, it's not a line of work of a woman I would marry, that's for sure. I'll go out with a date.
Sure. So, but ultimately, I guess my question is ultimately, Steve, what's the harm with Garoppolo going to dinner with this adult film star? What's the harm in it?
I think on the outside, it looks very bad for him.
Yeah.
And looks nothing but good for her. There's no downside to this for her.
None. No, we can agree there. She has the most handsome quarterback in the league. I'm very jealous of her. I mean, you know, I wanted to bash Kiara Mia because I was taking Jimmy G. What are we doing here? But, yeah, I think Steve's right. I think it is largely a generational thing. I get personal preferences. Steve in Dorchester would not date or be in a relationship with an adult film star. I get that. But, you know, you say it's a bad look. It's like, why? Why? It's legal work. You know, it's all consensual. It's very mainstream. It's like, what's the harm? Ultimately, what is the harm here? He went to dinner with her. They were clanking glasses. They walked to a car. There wasn't anything tawdry. Wasn't untoward. It was, again, it's the most basic form of courtship, right? It's the most basic form of courtship. You take the lady to dinner. You take her to dinner, and that's what Jimmy G did. Paul's in Westfield. Paul, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, Al. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Al, when I just quick reference, when I told you that funny story about driving Vicky to a 96th birthday party and my grandmother called for her birthday, I didn't have anger or hatred towards gay people. I had maybe a standoffish view, and then
you called a couple weeks ago.
How cool they are.
Yes.
I matured. So, Al, watch this, bud.
Okay.
A condition of warrant. When they went into Michael Cohen's office for a warrant, it was for wire fraud, money laundering, and money transfers supposedly connected to Russia. Never in the warrant did it say a Playboy bunny and any conversation. Yet, somehow, that got out from a federal warrant and a warrant served. How does that even happen?
Well, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but listen, I said this a couple weeks ago on Kirk and Callahan. I don't care at all about the Stormy Daniels, Karen McDougal stuff. I mean, you can get Trump on a lot worse than that. I'm with you there. So
right.
I'm not harping on that.
I'm not harping. It just shows you that they release personal information. That's grimy. It's no...
Uh-oh.
Alex is a host, intelligent, whether he's gay or not, has nothing to do. He's not having sex on the radio.
Whoa, Paul, I don't know. Paul, I appreciate the kind words. I don't quite know where you're going there. I appreciate the free-flowing, the stream of consciousness. I like that, but I don't know, Paul. I don't know. I don't know where you're going there, but I appreciate the kind words. I think that was a complimentary call, right? Was it?
I have no idea.
Hard to tell.
He was all over the map.
Hard to tell. But I don't care about the Stormy Daniels, Karen McDougal stuff. I don't care. What are we talking about? Campaign finance law violations at the end of the day? I mean, really, you can get Trump on a lot worse than that. And as I've said, one of the few good things Trump has done is he is the president of the United States. And we know he's had relations with porn stars, Playboy playmates. And he still has nearly unanimous support from evangelicals. And that's fine. Get rid of the stigma. So if you had to pin me down and say, Alex, name one good thing that Trump has done, that is it. All right, let's take another Jimmy G call. Let's grab Steve in Los Angeles. Steve.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Good, good. It's kind of funny. Welcome back on the radio, but I don't agree ever with anything you say.
I find
myself getting furious when I listen to you or have listened to you in the past, but I always tune into you. So.
Well, there we go. There we go. We win in the end.
But welcome back on the radio.
Thank you.
I have a little bit of a different take. As
yeah,
you know, I live in Los Angeles.
Yes.
I'm in Los Angeles right now. Kiara Mia is a porn star. That's a brand. That's not her real name.
Right.
I have no problem with Jimmy G, who he dates or who he doesn't date. That's his personal decision. But I would agree with Callahan, and I'd agree with Ordway. It's a tremendous lapse in judgment. I think the one thing that on Jimmy G's part, and I think he's also creating a brand, and he represents a lot more than just himself personally, okay? And the reality is if you look a little further into this, he's not dating her. She's like many ex-porn stars that are sort of on the downswing of their careers. She's 41 years old. She's rebranded herself also. She's basically a woman for hire. Okay.
Whatever. Whoa, Steve, are you calling her a prostitute? What do you mean, woman for hire?
Whatever you want.
What do you mean by that?
Pay her. You go on into Instagram and you can hire to FaceTime her, have conversations with her. You can go on a date with her if you want to spend $2,500.
So you think Garoppolo spent $2,500?
Oh, absolutely.
You do? You don't?
And that's common. That's common in Los Angeles. You go into any Beverly Hills restaurant on a Thursday, Friday, or a Saturday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night, and you'll see many athletes, you'll see many movie stars, and you'll see them sitting at tables with ladies that have rebranded themselves. That
but Steve, Jimmy G is the best looking quarterback in football. You think he needs to pay money to go on a dinner date with Kiara Mia? Come on.
You do with her.
But what if they're what if those kids have met? What if they're
if you look one step further on her Instagram post? So it wasn't just merely a date. They went next door, or they went a couple of blocks over. They checked into the Four Seasons, and she was very open about them checking into the Four Seasons.
Yes.
And that's where I sort of say that it's really a judgment and a lapse of on his.
But Steve, we disagree. Steve, I'll let you respond to this, please. So I disagree. I don't think Jimmy G has to pay $2,500 to go to dinner with any woman. But let's just even say he did. So what? What does that mean? So what? So he paid money to have dinner with Kiara Mia.
It doesn't mean anything, but I think it does hurt his brand. I think there is. I'm one of those guys that believes that people of notoriety, people that are in the public eye, people like our president, they do have a responsibility to sort of hold up a certain level of consciousness of what they're doing.
Why? Because he throws a football well. I mean, so what?
You're right. So what? But I think it hurts his brand, and I think that. And if I were paying for him to do advertising, I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole at this point.
All right, Steve. I'll leave the easy. We're up against it, Steve. Thanks for the call. I'll leave the easy.
Thanks for having me on.
He's locked, Kyle. Can we get rid of Steve? I don't know what happened there. I don't know. It's like a generational thing, I think, is largely right on that. But just, again, it hurts Jimmy G's brand. How does it hurt Jimmy G's brand? He went to dinner with a woman. I mean, big deal. What's untoward about that? As I've said many times, it's the most basic form of courtship out there. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. That, again, is 617-779-7937. It is the Reamer Power Hour. Cars, we see you there. We'll be right back.
This is the WEEI Sports Radio Network. WEEI, 93.7 FM.
If you don't respect the flag, or if you don't like the country, or whatever it is, just go into the locker room. Just go into the I think in many respects, that's worse. Isn't that worse than not standing? You know? I think that's worse. And their ratings are down 20%.
I know this one. Van Halen, Pretty Woman. Yeah.
Nailed it.
All right, there we go. Not a total dunce. Speaking of dunces, that's our president of the United States a couple weeks ago. DJT, number 4-5, Donald J. Trump. That's right. The new policy is even worse. Staying in the locker room, worse than kneeling. Oh, the NFL keeps shooting itself in the foot, and it continues. It continues. Listen, we've been taking anthem calls for almost 2 years now. Kaepernick started kneeling in August of 2016. So we are coming up on the 2-year anniversary of kneeling. Kneeling cars, you're like baseball is boring cars. I love you. I mean it. I love your ideas about shortening the game to 7 innings, starting extras with a guy on second base, just like I love debating First Amendment, freedom of speech, military. I love it all, but I don't want to take this conversation in that direction. I do just want to say this quick thing, though, about Trump and the kneelers in the latest iteration of this. So it blew up again this week. The Dolphins leaked documents. The Dolphins described protesting during the anthem as conduct detrimental to the team and said such demonstrations could lead to a 4-game suspension as the max punishment. Now, I think this has been misrepresented a little bit. It's been reported as the Dolphins said, if you kneel or protest during the anthem, you will be suspended 4 games. That is not true. You could be suspended 4 games. That would be the maximum penalty, just like any other conduct that they deem detrimental to the team. But you can also get fined, miss fewer games than 4, etc. So I'm not defending the Dolphins. Asinine to even put kneeling during the anthem as conduct detrimental to the team. But there's nothing in the document that says you will be suspended 4 games. It just means that is the maximum penalty. More likely, I think they would send out fines, right? So anyway, I think that's been misrepresented a little bit, but that leaks out. The uproar continues again. The NFL then announces they're going to stop this new anthem policy, the locker room anthem policy, while they continue to try to work out a deal with the NFLPA. We then have the Giants come out. Their co-owner Steve Tisch says they won't discipline players for protesting at all. Jets owner Christopher Johnson said a few months ago he'll pay the player fines because under this now suspended anthem policy, teams would be fined if their players protest during the anthem. So it's a total mess. The NFL had no reason whatsoever to enact this. Nobody was kneeling. Fewer than 20 players were kneeling by week 17 last year. So nobody was kneeling. Nobody was even talking about it. The only person talking about it is Donald Trump because it's red meat for his base and the midterm elections are coming up. And as he told Jerry Jones in a phone call, the Wall Street Journal had this when the new kneeling policy was introduced in May. As Trump told Jerry Jones in a phone call, "You are not winning this issue. This is my issue. This is a winning issue for me. I'm going to keep hammering it." But yet the NFL owners ignored that transparency from Trump. And oh yeah, we're going to try to appease the unappeasable man. We're going to try to placate Donald Trump. And maybe, maybe he'll stop tweeting about us. Maybe he'll stop mentioning our players at rallies. But nope, he continued to do it, as you just heard a few minutes ago. And shocker, Donald Trump yesterday, another missive fired at the NFL with these anthem protests. Quote, we'll get this in a second. I copy and pasted the wrong Trump quote. But basically, his point was, can't believe the anthem protests are in the news again. Isn't it in contract the players must stand at attention, hand on heart? The $40 million commissioner must now take a stand. First time kneeling, out for game. Second time kneeling, out for season. No pay. Okay, so Trump again. 26,000 retweets, 105,000 favorites. This is a cultural issue for him. He's not giving this up, no matter how much the NFL tries. And it is beyond stupid that the NFL even reintroduced this topic, this now two-year-old topic that no one was even talking about anymore, with this unnecessary, cowardly anthem policy to try to appease the unappeasable man. So Trump, not letting up. He says it's time for Goodell to take a stand, come down hard on the kneelers. And you know what? Trump is right. It is time for Goodell to take a stand. It is time for Roger Goodell to stand up to Donald Trump and say, no, no more of this. You know what? We've thought about it, and we're rescinding the anthem policy. Players can do whatever the hell they want. Have at us, POTUS. Tweet those thumbs away. Players can kneel. They can sit during the anthem. They can stay in the locker room during the anthem. They can do whatever they want. Doesn't matter. Here are two birds. How do you like that, POTUS? How do you like that? That's what Roger Goodell's message should be to Donald Trump. End this. Stand up for your players and remake your legacy. This is Roger Goodell's chance to wipe Deflategate away, wipe away his, I would say, laissez-faire approach to sexual assault and domestic violence. This is time for Goodell to create a new legacy. The liberal media hates Donald Trump, right? They do. So how would Roger Goodell, how would he remake his legacy? How could he propel himself into this pantheon of beloved figures, liberal crusaders? Stand up against Donald Trump. We saw it. Goodell issued a wishy-wash statement last fall when Trump called the kneeling players SOBs, and he's on the cover of Sports Illustrated, arm-in-arm with LeBron James and Steph Curry, a social justice warrior. So, Roger Goodell, this is an easy opportunity. Remake your legacy. Stand,
get that son of a bitch off the field.
Stand up to Trump. Stand up to Trump. This is your chance. Say, yeah, take us on. We don't care. Because Trump's attacks on the NFL have no effect on the bottom line whatsoever. Yes, NFL ratings are down, but ratings for everything are down. Sunday Night Football was the highest rated show on TV for the seventh straight year. 37 of the 50 top rated shows last fall were NFL games.
All Goodell cares about are TV ratings.
And the TV ratings are fine. Yes, they're down 9%, but relative to everything else, that's good. Cable ratings as a whole are down 16%. Broadcast ratings are down 11%. So in comparison to the rest of the world, to everything else on TV, the NFL is doing great.
Superb job by Goodell.
Superb job. No. If Goodell wants to do a superb job, he stands up to Trump, remakes his legacy, and says, enough. We're resetting this anthem policy. It was a mistake. The players can do whatever they want. It doesn't matter. Come at us. That's what Goodell should do. If he had any stones about him, that's what he would do. Let's grab Alex in a car. Alex, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's up?
I called to talk about Tiger Woods, but then I just heard these guys talking about Jimmy Garoppolo with,
I guess,
strippers, and they were very offended. That was kind of hilarious.
Yes.
And then I, you know, then you're talking about Trump. I'm actually a Trump supporter, but
okay.
Anyways, you know, Goodell needs to make a decision. It needs to be either you either stand or you don't. That's my opinion on that. I'll leave it at that. But Tiger Woods today was like old school Tiger Woods. It was like watching him 10 years ago.
Right. Yeah, and the excitement was there, Steve. It was his best round on a weekend in 8 years for a major.
You know, he had that confidence walking up the fairway. He had the shots. His putter wasn't always there, but he still had that confidence walking up, and it looked good. It brought the excitement back to the game. It was great. And
Alex, and when Tiger Woods goes on a run like he did today, do you think at all about his infidelity? Do you think about any of that, or do you just enjoy him watching him play?
I think about that all the time. I think that affects him every second of every shot that he takes, honestly.
But does it affect your viewpoint of him?
Not really, no.
And you said you're a Trump supporter, right? So I'm assuming you're a conservative guy.
Yes, sir.
And it doesn't affect your viewpoint of Tiger Woods. I like to hear that.
Yep.
I like to hear that, Alex. Again, can't endorse any of the stuff Tiger has done. We all have differing views on infidelity. Again, you know my history with Alex, number two on the station. So I would be hypocritical, but I think there you go. We have a conservative Trump supporter who says he loves watching Tiger Woods get back in there and doesn't really think about his previous transgressions. Doesn't think about the infidelity. Doesn't think about the Perkins waitress in the Perkins parking lot. Doesn't think about any of those wild, salacious tales we've heard so many years ago. Doesn't matter. As a society, we're getting over that stigma. And that is a good thing. It's a good thing, folks. 617-779-7937. The Reamer Power Hour rolls on until Red Sox pregame at 525.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.